If you're new here, my name's Jade and I'm a sassy redhead who became a spicy content creator to save herself and her children from homelessness. Thank God, redheads seem to be such a great niche. Spicy content has really helped me get on my feet and provide a better life for my children. But advertising spicy content is super not that easy. And going viral on TikTok doesn't happen often enough. But I've made a decision recently and I'm kind of excited to share. Now, for clarification, I did not just want to become a spicy content creator. Last August, I had a phone call with my lawyer where I cried to her and I said, I feel like I'm being forced into the sex work industry. At that point, I was facing homelessness, child support was not being paid, which I'm sure was just a coincidence. But it got to the point where I was like, you know what? I don't really care if the internet sees my butthole. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's not like it's a bad butthole, right? So far, I would argue that it must be a pretty decent one because it's made me some money. But I did not see my life going this way. This wasn't in the plans. I was raised a really good little Christian girl. I was super conservative. My mother used to joke that nobody has seen Jade's big toe since she was about 4. Anyway, spicy content has been amazing, but subscriber retention is also really hard, and so my income fluctuates. After that phone call with my lawyer, I felt so gross about this life being forced on me that I had this moment where I went, you have to change the narrative, Jade. And so I spent actually 6 months meditating, working on changing my mindset from I am being forced to do this to I'm going to do this and I'm going to kill it. Can confirm, have kind of killed it. But again, the income is just so fluctuating. So what I've decided, even though it's scaring me to death, I think I'm going to start doing cam work. Now, I'm confident it won't take me a full 6 months to wrap my head around having to do this, but it might take a month or so. My point to sharing this with people is because if I changed the narrative about how I was going to approach sex work, then there's absolutely no reason that we can't change the narrative about sex work in general. Because here's the thing, my children deserve a better life. I deserve to be able to put food on the table without stressing. My children deserve a mother who doesn't fall apart because child support's not being paid. And ultimately, the world needs more of my booty hole. Hit follow if you want to stay updated on my journey. Or, you know, like if you're just curious about my booty hole.
I am not curious about your back door. This life was not forced on her. She chose to show her hole to the world. Child support was not coming in, she said. You can call the men that knocked her up deadbeats, but at the end of the day it was her that chose to sleep with them and have children. There are other ways to provide for her children and herself. She wanted to take the easy way out. She did not want to do actual labor. Anyways, she debunks the myth about finding a good church-going gal.